anytime after the broadcast at kgnu.org/outsources. I'm Sean Kenny, and you've been listening to Outsources, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins.
It's about 30 seconds after 7 o'clock here on a Monday evening on the 1st of January. You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And 7 o'clock on a Monday evening means stay tuned for the Opera Box.
It's often termed the jelly sandwich model.
CU's Dr. Peter Molnar just won the prestigious Crawford Prize in Geosciences.
It's like the upper crust is one piece of bread and the uppermost piece of mantle is another piece of bread, and then the weak crust in the middle is jelly.
His dad taught him that if you really understand something, you can explain it simply. Learn more about the world around you on KGNU's science show How on Earth, which airs every Tuesday right before Alan Watts.
Good evening. Happy New Year. Welcome, everyone, to KGNU's Opera Box. This is Ron Nadell. I'll be your host for the first Opera Box of 2018. The partying and revels may be over, but we extend the spirit of New Year's Eve with a New Year's Eve dinner party at Prince Orlovsky's villa outside Vienna through the music of Johann Strauss's operetta, Die Fledermaus, The Bat, which is as bubbly as champagne itself. Grab your scarf and gloves. Join me for tonight's operatic indulgence. Tonight, I'm going to tell you the whole story of Die Fledermaus with the aid of two recordings, including a famous gala party recording. More about that a little bit later, but the opera premiered in 1874 and takes place in Vienna at a time when Austrians enjoyed booming prosperity. And part of the fun of this opera is the use of music and dialogue to update the opera, as we're going to hear. Well, the opera opens at the home of the nouveau riche couple, Gabriel and Rosalinda Eisenstein. A year ago, Gabriel went to a costume ball with his friend, Dr. Falke. Dr. Falke went to the costume ball dressed as a bat. They got drunk, and Eisenstein had to abandon Falke in the woods to sleep it off. Falke had to walk home in broad daylight dressed as a bat, and he hasn't forgotten that. Well, recently, Gabriel got drunk himself and was sentenced to 5 days in jail. Now, in this opening scene, Rosalinda's old lover, Alfred, an opera singer, is outside singing to her, as we just heard at the beginning of the program. He's still trying to woo her and calls out her name. Inside the house, the maid, Adele, is reading a letter from her sister, Ida. Now, Ida is a member of the ballet and is invited to a dinner party at Prince Orlovsky's that very night, and she can bring her sister Adele. Rosalind enters, hearing Alfred outside, and instantly recognizes his voice. Adele asks for the night off to, quote, visit a sick aunt. But Rosalinda tells her she can't. Herr Eisenstein is about to begin his jail sentence, and Rosalinda will need Adele's help while he's gone. To make Alfred stop singing from the street, Rosalinda has him come in. He breaks into song, singing a phrase from Puccini's Madama Butterfly. Except Madama Butterfly actually didn't premiere until 20 years after this opera, Die Fledermaus. That's one of those modern updatings. Well, Rosalinda gets Alfred to leave only by agreeing that she'll let him come back later. She then sees her husband coming down the street with his lawyer. Obviously, he's very upset about something. Thanks to his lawyer, the sentence was increased from 5 to 8 days, and now he's got to go to jail that very evening. Eisenstein wants to know, what's his lawyer going to do about that? Well, the lawyer rattles off a series of legal jargon before he's ordered out of the house.
Ich muss ihm was spendieren, sonst hört er nie auf.
Dass mein Gemahl heute
seine 5-tägige Arreststrafe antreten muss. Oh, meine arme, arme Tante. Ich werde sie nie wiedersehen. Ich darf nicht
Thank you. Warum denn nicht meine Alfredo? Alfredo mio, carissimo!
Mein Herr, ich bin verheiratet.
Das geniert mich nicht.
Aber mich, Alfred, please leave me. Himmel, wenn mein Gemahl käme.
Das geniert mich auch nicht. Er kommt nicht, er muss brummen. Vien, vien!
Ich bitte Sie!
Gut, ich verlasse Sie. Oh. Unter der Bedingung, dass ich wiederkehren darf. Schwören Sie es, cara mia. Jura!
Es sei, ich schwöre, leben Sie wohl.
Kein Lebewohl. Auf Wiedersehen. Arrivederci. Addio.
Oh, wenn er nur nicht singen wollte. Vor seinem hohen B schmilzt mein Widerstand. Oh, mein Mann kommt mit seinem Lawyer.
Nein, mit solchen Advokaten ist verkauft und verraten, da verliert man die Geduld.
Nur Geduld!
Nur Geduld!
Statt dass jetzt die Sache beendet, hat so schlimm er sich gewendet. Und daran ist er nur schuld.
Aber wer ist schuld?
Der ist schuld. Da wäre schuld.
Ja, der ist ganz allein nur schuld.
Mein Herr Notar!
Aber das ist nicht wahr.
Du wirst schon sehen.
Was ist geschehen? Erkläre dich!
So höre mich.
Wenn erst denn ich verteidige mich.
Ersparen Sie sich diese Mühe, so etwas ist nicht zu verteidigen.
Es scheint, Sie wollen mich beleidigen.
Ruhig Blut, warum der Wut?
Der Herr Notar schwarz wie ein Narr.
Herr Eisenstein fing an zu schreien.
Sie stottern ja bei jedem Wort.
Sie schimpfen ja in einen Form.
Sie gehen wie ein Mann.
Sie sind ein Kronkern.
Sie sind ein Blödian.
Sie sind ja inhuman.
Sie haben lauter Leber dran und gehen sich wie ein Wetterhahn.
So Rosalinda agrees to meet her old lover, Alfred, while her husband must turn himself in to serve 8 days in jail. And their maid, Adele, wants to go to Prince Orlovsky's New Year's party with her sister, Ida. That's the opening of Act One of Die Fledermaus, The Bat, by Johann Strauss. Here we are, 15 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, bringing you extension of the New Year's with a shortened version of Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss, our New Year's Eve operetta. That's a recording featuring Andre Previn conducting the Vienna Philharmonic with Edita Gruborova as Ida, Richard Leitch as Gabrielle, Kiri Takanawa as Rosalinda, Wolfgang Brendel as Alfred, and Anton Wendler as the lawyer. Well, Dr. Falke arrives to tell Eisenstein he's come to invite him to Orlovsky's dinner party. Eisenstein informs him he has to report to jail that evening. Falke says he can turn himself in the morning. And this diversion before having to go to jail will do him good. Eisenstein agrees, but his wife can't know. So he cooks up a plan to pretend that he's going to go to jail in a tuxedo. Rosalinda walks in and Falke says he's off to tell the warden that Eisenstein is coming to turn himself in. Eisenstein declares he will serve his time as a man of importance, wearing his finest suit. Worried that Alfred may return, Rosalinda tells Adele that she can visit her sick aunt after all and scoots her out of the house. Eisenstein dances out immediately, and then Alfred appears. In this scene, he makes himself comfortable, trying on Eisenstein's overcoat. Suddenly, voices are heard and a man appears. It's the jail warden, Frank. He's come to take his prisoner in person, but he mistakes Alfred for Eisenstein. And he's in a hurry because he's been invited to Prince Orlovsky's dinner party. Rosalinda asks Alfred to play along. And at prison, they'll see Eisenstein's already there and Alfred will be released.
Nein, nein, dies heute gar nicht mehr, doch da ich fort und muss. So geben Sie, ich bitte sehr, sich schnell den Abschiedskuss.
Den Abschiedskuss?
Den Abschiedskuss.
Den Abschiedskuss.
Nun denn, wenn es sein muss, da holen Sie den Kuss. Ein Küsschen noch.
Endlichkeit, wir kommen nicht zu Ende heut, denn oh, es ist jetzt Zeit.
Ein schönes, großes Vogelhaus, es ist ganz nahe hier. Die Vögel flattern ein und aus und finden frei Quartier. Wir laden sie ganz kräftig ein, nur noch sein, das zu sein. Mit dir, wo wir sein, wir können das Mensch, das Beste sein.
And so Alfred is mistaken for Eisenstein and led off to prison, while the real Eisenstein has snuck off to Prince Orlovsky's dinner party. That's the end of Act One of Die Fledermaus, The Bat, Johann Strauss's gala operetta. And we were listening to the recording with André Previn conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. Well, the curtain opens on Act Two to reveal the dinner party at Prince Orlovsky's mansion is in full swing. Although Strauss doesn't call it a New Year's party, it's based on a Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve party known as a réveillon. The opening chorus leaves no doubt everyone is having a great time. Now, the part of the wealthy Prince Orlovsky is a trouser role. That is, a woman singing a man's part. Adele arrives with her sister, calling herself the Russian actress Olga. Eisenstein is there, pretending to be a French marquis. Falca lets Orlovsky in on his plans to have revenge for what Eisenstein did last year. The warden arrives, and he's announced as Chevalier Chagrin. Eisenstein tries to flirt with Olga. Neither one recognizes the other. And then Rosalinda arrives wearing a mask, and she is announced as an Hungarian countess. But she immediately recognizes her husband flirting with her maid. Eisenstein catches sight of the beautiful countess, and he swears he'll sweep her off her feet. Rosalinda adopts an exaggerated Hungarian accent while she flirts and leads him on. And someone suggests that her accent isn't really Hungarian. Well, to prove she is, Rosalinda sings this Csárdás aria to the delight of the crowd. Rosalinda singing the Hungarian Csárdás aria to prove that she really is Hungarian at Prince Orlovsky's New Year's Eve dinner party. We heard Hilda Gaydon, soprano, as Rosalinda in a recording with Herbert von Karajan conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU. This is your host, Ron Nadell. Be sure to stay with me at 8 o'clock for a Classic Monday. I've got the 17th program in my series, tracing the evolution of the symphony. And tonight, we'll be highlighting the music of the British composer, Ralph Vaughan Williams. That's at 8 o'clock tonight, right here on KGNU. Well, dinner is announced, and champagne is served. Dr. Falke raises a glass, and in a nostalgic mood, he tells everyone to turn to the person next to them. Linking arms, he gives a toast. We should all be brothers and sisters forever. And everyone joins in.
Thank you.
Dr. Falke raises a glass. Overcome with good fellowship and nostalgia, everyone links arms. As they raise a toast, everyone should be brothers and sisters forever. We heard Walter Berry as Dr. Falke in the recording with Herbert von Karajan conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. Well, after dinner, Orlovsky introduces several opera stars to the delight of the guests. And in this gala recording, they actually did gather several of their largest opera stars to sing some wonderful songs. Pop tunes, in fact. We're going to hear Birgit Nilsson. She will sing I Could Have Danced All Night from My Fair Lady. Leontine Price is introduced to sing Summertime from Porgy and Bess. And then Giulietta Simonato and Ettore Bastianini sing together, Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better.
Ah, Birgit Nilsson, ein Glas Champagner, Skoll. Wir sehen Sie hier mit großer Freude.
Oh, vielen Dank. Ich bin auch sehr glücklich, hier zu sein heute Abend.
Und was werden Sie für uns singen?
Oh, ich habe gedacht, nur ein altes Wienerlied zu singen.
Bed, bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light, what a right to set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep at night.
Ist noch nicht einmal geboren.
Ich singe es trotzdem.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prinz.
Bravo!
Ach, noch maskierte Gäste?
We shall all have to guess who they are.
My dear, vogliamo fare uno scherzo a questi signori?
Sì, ma quale?
Ah, per esempio, noi potremmo cantare quel duetto. Ti ricordi? È intitolato...
Quale?
Anna, prende il fucile.
Ah, me lo ricordo più.
Ma te lo ricordi, l'abbiamo fatto diverse volte. Poi guarda, noi possiamo provarla a cantare questa volta in inglese.
Ma non lo so in inglese.
Tu lo sai in inglese perché l'abbiamo studiato insieme. Vogliamo provare?
Oh, povera me, proviamo pure.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can shoot a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that.
Yes.
So can a rat.
Any low you can reach, I can go higher.
I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
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 No, you can. My dear Giulietta, your English is wonderful.
Ah, yes. Thank you very much, my darling. Very kind. Sfido qualsiasi americano inglese a capire in che lingua canto.
Maybe Chinese.
Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy you anything cheaper than you.
50 cents.
40 cents.
30 cents.
Due lire.
I beg your pardon, Giulietta. How much did you say?
I said due lire.
Ma cosa puoi comprare con due lire?
Popcorn.
Anything you can sing, I can sing softer.
I can sing anything softer than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker.
I can drink it quicker and get even sicker.
I can open any safe.
We not being good.
Sure.
That's what I thought. You crook.
Any of you can hold, I can hold longer.
I can hold anything longer than you.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Thank you.
senza freud.
Ja, deine Schütze fürs Leben.
Ich sei will und wir sind, und was sie mal wissen gern.
After the festivities and the great opera singers sing their arias, everyone at Orlovsky's dinner party dances until it's 6 o'clock in the morning, dancing to the great Fledermausse waltz. It's about 11 minutes now before 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. With my extension of New Year's Eve celebration and the opera Die Fledermausse by Johann Strauss. Well, it is morning and time for Eisenstein to go to prison. The prison guard has gotten drunk in the absence of his boss, but the warden arrives, still dressed up, clearly the worst for a night of carousing. The guard reports that the prisoner in cell 12 is quiet as Adele and Ida enter. They have followed the warden, thinking he is Monsieur Chevalier, to ask for his help in financing Adele's acting career. There's another ring at the door, and now it is Eisenstein, which confuses the warden. Isn't he in cell 12 already? This confuses Eisenstein. Well, just exactly who is it that got locked up in his place? The doorbell rings again, and the warden goes to answer as the stuttering lawyer arrives. Eisenstein takes his powdered wig, glasses, and briefcase and goes back to see who's impersonating him in cell 12. Just as Rosalinda comes in, she's come to get her old lover, Alfred, released. Well, Eisenstein demands a full explanation. Rosalinda tries to defend her actions, saying that her husband has been deceitful himself. There's more clamoring at the door, and the whole entourage from the party floods in. Eisenstein demands to know, what is the meaning of all this? Dr. Falca steps forward to explain, this is his revenge, the revenge of the bat. Rosalinda blames it all on champagne.
Thank you. Nase drehen kann.
Was ist so viel?
Was soll das sein?
Ich bin nicht viel.
Was soll das sein?
Mein Herr,
was soll das sein?
Erzählt an die Verbrecher die Strafe durch herein. Hier stehe ich als Rächer. Ich selbst bin Eisenstein.
Jawohl, ich bin Eisenstein, der Besitzer dieses Weibes und dieses Schlafrocks.
Beides mit Dank zurück.
Sie werden mir Satisfaktion geben, und zwar sofort.
Wie ich sehe, hat es hier schon eine Erkennungsszene gegeben.
Herr Direktor, die beiden Damen von Nummer 13 sind ausgebrochen.
Das ist aber wirklich so.
Um Gottes Willen, da kommt die ganze Gesellschaft.
Was wollt ihr denn hier?
Der Chef hat uns zum Finale gebeten.
Der Chef? Ihr wolltet ja ein Sch... Jesus, der Herr von Kara, ja.
So riecht sich die Fledermaus.
So riecht sich die Fledermaus. Ja.
So Fledermaus, das find ich jetzt ein Opfer aus. Der arme Mann, der arme Mann ist ganz so übel dran.
So erklärt mir doch, ich bin
alles, was dir Sorge macht, war ein Scherz von mir erdacht.
Und der arme spielt mit.
Wie der Prinz.
Ich spiel damit.
Und Adele.
Ich spiel damit.
Ihr Soupé war nicht das Spüte, auch mein Schlafrock.
Requisite!
Sonne, Seligkeit, Zypern, oh, wie macht dies Wort mich froh, grad die Nase ans Herz nicht drücken.
Warum nicht denn alles so, wie wolle ihm den Glauben, dein Gericht im Glauben?
Oh, und was geschieht mit mir?
Bleiben immer rest sie hier, will ich sie als Freund und Vater bilden lassen fürs Theater.
Nein, ich muss als Kunstmedizin, sonst kann ich mir nicht entgehen. Was ist dein Gesinde, Jacques Assobu?
Sie ist noch bei ihm zu sitten, Jacques Assobu.
Rosalinde, vergib deinem treuen Gabriel. Du siehst, nur der Champagner war an allem schuld.
Champagner hat verschuldet, was für eine Geduld,
I'm a man, 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 I
All's well that ends well. Blame it on the champagne. The conclusion of Die Fledermaus, The Bat, the operetta by Johann Strauss. This is your host, Ron Nadell. I want to thank you for joining me for this evening's Opera Box. Stay tuned for a classic Monday. It's about 3 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
This program is presented by you, the KGNU listener members, and by the first annual Martin Luther King Day Talent Showcase, sponsored by Boulder Country Day School. This event takes place on January 15th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Avalon Ballroom, located at 6185 Arapahoe Boulevard. Tickets and information can be found on Facebook at Martin Luther King Day Talent Show Boulder.
Well, good evening and welcome. Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to a Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell, and tonight I bring the 17th in my series of programs on the symphony, tracing the evolution of the symphony from its roots in Baroque concerti of the 1600s to today. Tonight's segment will review the symphonic work of British composer Ralph Vaughan Williams, who's probably the greatest British symphonist to date. He created a uniquely British style incorporating the influences of English Tudor and folk song with classical and romantic elements, as you'll hear when you join me for a Classic